Good morning. High pressure overhead brought us clear skies and light winds overnight, and temperatures dropped off quickly after sunset. In fact, some locations went all the way down into the mid-40s this morning, with even some readings in the upper 30s across the mountain valleys. As we get into the day today, we will see plenty of sunshine. The humidity will stay low, but readings will start to climb, pushing through the 60s and 70s, and most places will be in the lower 80s for afternoon highs. As the high pressure slides off the eastern seaboard tonight, we'll have an increase in clouds and humidity. It'll stay dry through midnight, although there is the chance of showers, with a warm front approaching late tonight and early tomorrow morning by sunrise. In fact, I think a round of showers will pass through parts of the region, maybe a rumble of thunder through the early morning period before we have a dry stretch in the middle of the day. However, skies will remain mostly cloudy during this time, and temperatures will manage to get into the upper 70s. The humidity will surge with a south-southeasterly wind tomorrow, and it will become more tropical across parts of interior New York and New England, and this will lead to a cold front approaching from the west, which will produce scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. There is the potential for some of these storms to be on the stronger side. By Saturday, perhaps a leftover shower, some energy passes through, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and mostly dry in the lower 80s. And with a new area of high pressure building in, we'll keep it dry with a mix of sun and clouds and in the lower 80s on Sunday. We'll have a warming trend with dry weather for the early part of next week, mostly sunny in the mid-80s on Monday, and that high pressure should keep it dry and becoming very warm to hot on Tuesday, with increasing humidity in the upper 80s before the next chance of storms arrive Tuesday night and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of lower Michigan, eastern Indiana, and the northeastern part of Ohio, and also from extreme southeastern Colorado into the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. Along with the risk for locally damaging winds in these areas, large hail, and the greatest tornado risk will be in southeastern lower Michigan. Meanwhile, heat advisories are out for East Texas and most of Louisiana and western Mississippi. While temperatures will be in the typical 90s for these locations, the dew points will be in the upper 70s, which will bring the heat index to the 105 to 108 degree range this afternoon. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Gert, located about 350 miles south of Cape Race, Newfoundland. Gert is moving rapidly toward the east-northeast near 39 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue today. A slower northeastward to east-northeastward motion is expected tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 100 miles per hour with higher gusts. Continued weakening is forecast, and Gert is likely to lose its tropical characteristics by tonight. Swells, however, generated by Gert will continue to affect the coast of the northeastern United States and Atlantic Canada through tonight. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 37 degrees, with the wind out of the northwest at 61 miles per hour and gusting to 68. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility and some light fog, 53 degrees, the dew point 49, 86% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.09 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston, mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 72, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.69 inches for the month, which is 23 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 29.73 inches for the year, which is 5.12 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60, the record high 97 set in 1913, and the record low 40 in 1979. Sunrise this morning was at 6:04 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:54 p.m., 13 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs around 80. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, warm today with comfortable humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers likely by morning and lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, warm today with low humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide by tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, warm and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. An isolated shower Saturday, otherwise dry, partly sunny, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, lower 80s. Mid-80s, mostly sunny on Monday. More humidity Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 80s and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.